Yeah, listen, we gon' do it like this. Yusuf Chaderi, tune in now for all your money. Go out and get it, cause nothing is free. Running in oil and gas company. Houston, Texas, I love my city. Young, successful, and wealthy. Whoa, hustling, grinding, repeat. Entrepreneur, that's who I be. Let's go, taking care of business.
Welcome back, everybody, to a new week of Oil Money with your host, Yusuf Chaderi. I actually have a confession to make. My guest today is yours truly, Donnie Davis.
Hello.
And Donnie and I have actually recorded this podcast before. What happened was, is that Donnie, with his devilishly good looks, he distracted me.
Ugh.
And we recorded this podcast, and it was a really, really good podcast. We shared some laughs, a few tears, a few hugs, a few kisses, yeah. And what anybody who's a Whiskey or Oney fan will know the what I'm referring to, hugs and
reference.
Kisses. Yeah. And sure enough, I'm going to take the blame for this one. I didn't save it. I literally just did not hit the save button. And
what are you going to do?
Well, it was, I'm kind of upset about it because it was really, really good. It was good TV. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed having you on here.
Yeah.
I enjoyed getting to know you.
Right.
More than I already do. And we went into some pretty serious topics, like how you have some, I don't want to say it anymore because I don't know if I should be talking about this, but you have some pretty big redhead energy. I'm going to leave the other part out because I don't know where we are in this world right now. I should not be talking about that. But yeah, you got some pretty big redhead energy. But you know what? Things have changed since the last time we actually were on this podcast that we actually nobody really knows about.
Yes.
Things have changed. So you know what, Donnie, please give me a life update. Where, what is and who is Donnie Davis?
Okay. I'll start.
Please.
Just jump right in.
Jump right in. I'm not going to give you a segue. You do it yourself.
Two days after we recorded the first one, I got fired from my job.
Oof.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because when you and I stopped recording last, you were kind of like, hey, I think you're better than what you're doing.
And yeah, I was. I didn't want to be slanderous towards your previous company. And I'm not being right now. I just think that, you know, knowing you, Donnie, you are a smart, young, intelligent, handsome young man. And I'm telling you, man, I'm not just saying this. I don't say this to anybody. I'm very complimentary in general, but not the smart part. And you just got that. You got that. It's really intangible. It's actually intangible. If you told me to put a finger on it, I wouldn't be able to put a finger on it.
Just put a finger on me.
Yeah, I'll put a finger on you. We knew that.
I really appreciate that. And honestly, like I feel like that's missing in like male relationships as a whole. Just honesty and like that.
Why are males like that?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I think I've told you this, is that I'm a pretty open book when it comes to stuff like that. And
you gotta be.
Why not, man? If you love somebody, you know what? I think because of COVID, I've realized personally myself is that there is no reason to hold in an emotion or how you're feeling about somebody because you just never know if you're going to see them again.
Real.
And that's happened. I mean, I've lost friends, family members. My wife has lost friends, family members, and people that you never thought like in a million years, like anything would happen to them. They're gone.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty big aha moment for me to be like, you know what? If I love somebody, I'm going to tell them I love them.
Yeah.
And if you don't like somebody, maybe don't tell them you don't like them, but maybe just, you know, contrary to what my Twitter might say, just kind of, you know, take the high road, which I did not do in my Twitter foray. Okay. What was that? A month ago now? Two months ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Still, the wounds are still tender though.
Wounds are still very tender. I'm still afraid to log on to Twitter because I'm afraid people are just going to start roasting me. But
you never know.
Yeah, I could honestly. I hate to reiterate it. I could care less, but it's. I feel like the more I say I care less, the more people are going to think that I actually
really
care about
cares.
It. This guy really cares. There was a few comments on there. I told you that I was just like, damn, that's kind of mean. But but most of them were kind of the, come on, it was second grade stuff. But nonetheless, you left your previous company.
I wish I left.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. It was.
They left me.
Okay. They left you. Okay.
You know, what are you going to do? Yeah. I should have left before, but
you should have. It's okay. Hey man, hindsight's 2020.
But anyway, you kind of encouraged me in that, yeah, do something else, do something better, do something, you know, aim higher basically. And I kind of was already in the midst of that. But after that happened, you know, things kind of blew up, had a lot of people come and knocking on old D's door here. So it's been a great couple of weeks.
No, I remember seeing your LinkedIn post, and I remember the first thing. It's like when you click on your profile, it's the if I had a job, this is where it would go, or yeah, something like that. And I remember I got a giggle out of that. And then I just remember Stephanie mentioning how big your LinkedIn post got. And I was just like, okay, proud wife, I get it. He's probably not probably not that famous. And then I looked at the post and I was like, holy smokes, man. That's
it's nuts.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Good for you. You know how to get the people engaged.
I guess at least once now. 5 million views.
That's impressive, dude.
It was pretty cool. So the last time I got fired in 2020 also, and I made a post, a super stupid post about how I got fired because I was stealing office supplies. I'd worked in this company for 11 years, right? So I didn't, you know, I got fired because I got like, you know, laid off.
Oh my God.
But I made a stupid post and it got like 100,000 views. So every time I get fired, I go viral. So it's going to be a new, I'm just going to get fired every year and just get more and more
notoriety. That's smart. I actually really like that idea. Well, however, why don't you actually, your employer right now, why don't you just stick with them? I don't want them to listen to this and think that you're trying to get fired. So, you know, current employer of Double D's, please give this man another chance.
Rubber Atkins.
Rubber Atkins. Hey, shout out Rubber Atkins.
Keep me on the payroll.
Send the check. So you left that. And but, you know, you obviously you have a social media presence, which is impressive. Mm-hmm. You started. Well, it's not because of this, but you got the whiskey reviews, the whiskey or Woney, mm-hmm. and they come out every Wednesday.
Yes, they should. They don't really come out every Wednesday.
That's not how it goes. I don't like that. The one thing that I care most about with this podcast is timeliness.
Okay.
I'm all about content and getting content out on mm-hmm. time. And that's any one of my listeners will tell you that without fail, once a week, there's going to be an Oil Money podcast coming out. Right. So that's, first of all, that's, you know, kudos to me. And
got it.
I'm really upset about you.
Got to give kudos where kudos are due.
That's it. So you're supposed to, you're attempting to do it once a week.
Whiskey or Woney. It's a very, very loosely classified as a review show. I really just say if I like it or if I don't like it, and then come up with a few extra ways to say that.
I mean, there's some pretty cute adjectives that you mentioned on there. I really like them.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually didn't. What is it? You talked about a Bonnie Lass or a Bonnie Lad?
Yes.
I didn't know the difference.
Lass is a girl. Now you know.
I knew that. It wasn't. I knew the Lass or the Lad part. Okay. Oh, I'm not Bonnie. Stupid. God damn it, Donnie. I'm not dumb. No. Okay. No, it was Bonnie or what was the other one?
Bra.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I didn't learn anything if I didn't have to ask you.
It was months ago at this point.
Yeah. Well, I go through it once a day and I actually just put it on repeat on my computer. I do the Whiskey or Woney, just the whole lineup.
Yeah.
I just listen to them. I don't look at your face because it kind of grosses me out, but I just keep the audio on. And I just keep on looking at you or hearing you. And I'm just like, oh man,
I appreciate the views.
Whiskey or Woney. And then I just wait. Yeah. I wait for, you know, the end where you click the glass with the camera and mm-hmm. say hugs and kisses. And then I blow you a kiss back to your little face and on YouTube. But
that was a fully improvised thing that I did on the very first episode. And I'm just never going to stop now because I feel like people probably hate it. I either love it or hate it. And either way, I'm just going to keep doing it.
If people don't like the hugs and kisses, they don't deserve a hug and kiss, or they really need a hug. And
I was
kiss.
About to say probably more likely.
They just need a hug and kiss. Yeah. And that's, you know what? That's what Donnie's there for. He's there to give the hugs and kisses.
At the very minimum, I'm there for a good hug and a kiss once a week.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. If I'm having a bad day, you know what? Nothing's going right at work. Kids crying. Just, you know, pooped his diaper. Everything. He's screaming. All I do is I just think to myself. I just think of your red face, mm-hmm. and you giving me, you know, putting the glass. There's no video, but I'm extending my hand like I have a glass.
He cheers it.
Cheers, hugs and kisses. And I just smile and I just go back to my life.
Just get warm.
I just like, you know, how bad can my life be, right? Hugs and kisses. That's what I do. So you started the whiskey thing. By the way, how do you choose which whiskey you're going to drink that week? And then also, are you ever afraid you're going to become an alcoholic?
Not at all. because I really don't drink that much.
Okay.
And sometimes I don't even want to drink, but I just have to because I have to get the show out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Poor Donnie, R&D.
But I had like 5 or 6 bottles to start with.
Okay.
And then I've already been fired, but I expensed a few bottles here and there.
That's smart. Okay.
And then I've gotten a couple as gifts, but I'm actually getting pretty close to being out of bottles. So I'm going to have to start brainstorming on
whiskey. You know what? I'm going to send you a bottle. I'm going to figure one out. I don't know anything about whiskey, I'm just going to send you one. I'm going to send you the stupidest one. And I'm going to make you, I want you to review it. I want to send you like a really nice one. And then I want to send you like a $1 one.
Let's do it. That's the other funny thing. I don't even know that much about whiskey. I couldn't give an earnest review about whiskey because it would just annoy anyone that knows about whiskey. That's why I just say I like it or I don't.
Okay. I want you to start doing earnest reviews because I would prefer, the people that are just like, oh, I smell the tobacco
right.
and this is an oak tree. Listen, dude, you've never tasted an oak tree. Shut the hell up. Okay. How often, let's say you smoke a cigar every once in a while. Do you chew it? Do you know what it tastes like?
Right.
No, I'm not buying that crap.
That's the inception of the whole idea. Is that I was watching a real whiskey review and I was just like, this is so pretentious and obnoxious.
I might've mentioned this to you. I've gone to a bank dinner before and I'm no on the wine because first of all, you're wasting it on me. It's so stupid. This is dumb, right? Like, I just don't get it.
Like you don't like wine at all? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just don't get it. I don't get wine. I'm a big, I just think alcohol is stupid because Coca-Cola tastes so much better. It just tastes so much better. And then I would prefer caffeine to anything else. Okay. I'm a caffeine guy.
Yeah.
As you probably have figured out with me, I'm just always drinking some form of coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm just not, it's not my thing, but there's people who it genuinely annoys me when people are smelling their wine or shit like that.
Swirling it around.
Yeah, swirling it around and swirling it in their mouths. I literally just want to, when they put it in their mouth, I just one day, not to a woman, to a man, I just want to one day, as they're swirling it around, I just want to slap them.
What if you
open-handed.
What if you just like squeeze their cheeks like that?
I never thought about that. That'd be much funnier, actually. You know how demoralizing that'd be? How humiliating it would be just a little of,
you'd never recover from that.
You can't. What are you supposed to do? You just got to leave the country. At that point, if somebody does that to you, where you're swirling around what you think is nice wine in your mouth, and somebody just comes and just does a little, what are you supposed to do? You can't recover from that, right?
Nope.
And next time Chuck isn't that pretentious, but next time Chuck is like, hey, nimble fatty here with the wine flex, I'm just going to I'm going to boop him. And he's not going to know what happened to him.
How does he pull off not being pretentious? Because everything he does is on paper.
Oh my goodness. Extremely pretentious. He is the definition of, he's so good at it.
He's just sincere.
You know what it is? He's really sincere. Yeah. If you know, even if you don't know him and you just kind of watch his, no, actually, I didn't know of him until I started the podcast. Mm-hmm. And these guys showed me his video of that little, the guy on the longboard who like had the cranberry juice.
He did
like a challenge with them. And I saw his little thing and I was just like, this guy's an insufferable douche. I'm like, you want me to meet this loser? And they're just, and Jake was like, no, man, trust me. He's not like this in real life. Right. And me and him met and just the sweetest guy in the world. Sweetest guy in the world. Just wouldn't, you can never tell. Like, I even asked him, I'm just like, how are you rich? I just still don't believe you're rich. It just doesn't make sense. And I mean, we've gone to lunch a few times to like some pretty nice spots. And one time he showed up in flip-flops and basketball shorts. And I was just like, Chuck, I'm like,
he does not care.
You literally just, hey man, just don't give an F about nothing. it's pretty funny. Kind of watching Chuck, but there has to be something about it where you can actually have wealth. And I think it might be one of those things, right? But I also know the other end as well. And you can have wealth. I think once you've accumulated wealth and you have a certain amount and you've maybe seen the other side of the spectrum, I think it's a lot easier to just be like, real instead of just being a facade of who you are. Because I know me and him have had conversations where I think he has gone through points in his life where he, not to talk on Chuck too much, but where he might have been, not authentic to who he was. Mm-hmm. And now he's, absolutely authentic to who he is. And I love that. I love that for Chuck.
Yep.
And yeah, no, I mean, he is killing it out there, even though his podcast sucks.
But, yeah, compared to this one.
This is the number one podcast in the world right now, actually.
That's insane.
That's nuts, right?
Did that just happen whenever I got on it?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And the world is this room. So that's exactly literally what I'm talking about. No, honestly, I don't know why I don't. I need to get better at this podcasting thing. I genuinely think that there's cool conversations that you can have with cool people.
For sure.
Where there's, you know, and that's where actually what I'm trying to move Oil Money right now is I don't want it to just be about just oil and gas or people, you know, that are in oil. I want it to be about people that are doing all towards sorts of cool stuff in their life. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's guys that I know. And I was telling you, I mean, there's guys that I know. I mean, he's a professional race car driver, super cool guy, young guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his goal is to be in, you know, I think make it to F2 or, you know, sometime near future.
Really?
And he's doing really great for himself. And then there's guys like, you know, actually Colin introduced me to a Muay Thai guy, you know, Sammy, opened a gym right now. Really, really cool people. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. There's people like that, that you just don't like, they don't necessarily fit the mold of this is what I want success to look like.
Right.
But I'm starting to realize actually more and more, and maybe I got this a little bit more from Chuck as well, is that success is not necessarily monetary. It's for me, it's a lot more about how rich you are inside, right? It's not about how many, you know, how much money you have in the bank account or how many assets you have or how many, whatever your thing is, right? It's about literally how happy are you?
Yeah. Like,
and there's a lot of people I know, there's a lot of wealthy people I know that are miserable. Mm-hmm. And it's actually kind of a bummer kind of being around them. And then some of the happiest people I know really don't have much.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, there's parts of my life where I'm just like, dude, really? Like even that, like, it's such a basic thing. Like, you don't need that? Like air conditioning. I know a guy that doesn't use air conditioning here in Houston.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, what? He's the happiest guy in the world.
Huh.
He's kind of a hippie. Uh-huh. You know, kind of walked around bare feet everywhere and stuff like that. And he's like, man, you don't need that shit. Like, you know, I live a loose life and this and that, yada, right. Yada, yada. And then a part of me is like, this guy is Captain Insano. And then there's other parts where he's like, maybe he's got everything figured out. Maybe we're the wrong ones.
Maybe.
What do you think, Donnie?
I think AC is important.
AC is very important.
From just a health and sanitation standpoint. But,
you know, this guy actually doesn't really care about that kind of stuff. You okay. Smell him, you know, you'll tell. Right.
But on that subject, you're not wrong because we were just talking about this off air, but not air, but Stephanie and I got married super young. And did not have
high school sweethearts.
Almost. But just didn't, neither of us came from money. Neither of us knew how to make money, but we were just happy. So it kind of led to being, I always just lately call it kind of like satisfied. That sounds like lazy, but I just didn't want for anything else really.
Yeah.
Career wise or monetary wise, just because I was already super fulfilled at home.
That's awesome.
But it wasn't until, you know, she got pregnant and, we had our daughter 3 years ago, but I was like, okay, I think it's time to like crank up the,
sure.
Let's see about, and now we've found success here, but let's start building some success in other areas too.
That's awesome, man. No, yeah. I like that. And I hate it when people, well, I used to hate it actually, when people would be like, you know, satisfied is I would take that myself personally, maybe a few years ago, I would take that as weakness. I'd be like,
yeah,
no, that's not, if you're satisfied, you're just not going, you're not yeah. going. But there's something to be really said about people who can actually just sit there and just be like, you know what? I don't need anymore. Mm-hmm. I have everything I want. And it's something that I work on myself. And I actually like, I'm not a jealous person. Anybody who knows me and you can ask them, I'm not a jealous person. I do not get jealous. And over the past, I think 2 to 3 years, there have been there have been times in my life where I can tell that I get jealous of certain people. And it's always that. And they're always the people who they don't have the nice cars. Mm-hmm. They don't have the brand new house. They don't have anything, but they just are so genuinely happy. Mm-hmm. They're not the people who are screaming that I am so happy. You right. just don't understand it. It's the people who you can just tell they can just sit there and do nothing. Like, I mean, there was a guy I knew. I mean, he literally could just sit in the garden all day, not need anything. Just sit there and just be happy. And he's just like, what else do I need, man? He's like, I'm a fulfilled guy. I have everything I need in my life. He's like, I got food on the table. I don't have to worry about anything. He's just like, life is good. And a part of me was just like, what an idiot. And then a part of me is just like, man, I'm like, I'm out here, you know, most young guys, right? Most people our age are just like, you know what? We're waking up early. We're trying to make money. We're trying to, you know, yeah. And everybody's on a different kind of grind, but then do we have it figured out? But then I'm also like, you know what? Time is money. Let's use what we got. I mean, it's so weird. I mean,
it's a difficult balance.
It is a really, really difficult balance. And so it sounds like you found it with Stephanie and what's your daughter's name?
Riley.
Yeah. So you guys have found it. It sounds like,
well, but yeah, it's like, we're happy. Baseline. We're happy.
Yeah.
But what you realize is like you, if you get enough, if you can accumulate enough, obviously we're nowhere near that. Haven't even started that, but the idea is that if you can accumulate enough wealth and, or at least just income that, you're not sacrificing so much of your time and you have more freedom to do what you actually want to do when you want to do it and all that stuff.
So I will contend that as soon as you start accumulating wealth, which is not a matter of if, it's when,
right.
It's, I think that it's going, you're going to quickly realize that you're just going to want to keep on accumulating.
Do more.
You're just going to want to do more. So as someone who has seen you both told me sides, to stop. Yeah, don't quit, man. Just take a break sometimes and smell the roses.
Yeah.
And I'm actually seeing that with my dad, right? My dad built this amazing empire. You know, he's done everything. We're just custodians to it, really. I mean, that's literally what we're doing. We're custodians to what he's built. And I think from now, I mean, he's turning, almost 70 and July 4th is his birthday.
Wow.
And he's turning almost 70 and he's very much like, listen, he's like, this is the first time in my life where I'm actually trying to step back and smell the roses. And he's like, and I definitely see the appeal to it. And he's like, and I think people should do that. But he's also like, you know, he's like, Yusuf, don't waste your early years either. Right. He's like, you know, keep going. Don't stop. You know, don't run away to Turks and Caicos and never come back. Right. because I'm very, I'm the goofy one in the family. And I'll just be like, all right, guys, like, hey, I'm going on vacation. I'll see you in a couple months. And people are like, what?
There's work to be done.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny actually, because people, they don't know if I'm being serious or not, because I've done it. Like, I think once where I was just like, all right, I'm moving to Canada. and then I think I realized very quickly that, I'm not made for our wonderful neighbors to the north.
Got it.
But I think I'm a through and through Houstonian. And sure. Dude, honestly, I don't know if you are you born and raised Houston?
Yeah. Greater Houston.
Well, I was greater
one Houston time too. I went to Fort Worth and I posted about it on Instagram and you were very violently opposed to me even being there.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me not to come back.
Let me tell you something. You just said Fort Worth?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about ending this podcast right now. You just said the word.
I'll see myself. Fort
Worth. Fort Worth. Which kind of unfortunately they're a part of Dallas to me. They're
very different.
They are very different. Yeah. They are very different. I actually like Fort Worth, but they're close enough to Dallas. And I hate Dallas so much that I wish everybody in Dallas no ill will. I don't want anything bad to happen to you guys. Just some seriously bad inconvenience. like a little too much traffic today.
Uh-huh.
Or you know what, like, you know, something not great happened to you. Like, oh, you're on the way to the gym. You forget your headphones.
Like all the Starbucks have to shut down for a day or something.
Yeah. Well, Starbucks is poo water anyways.
Well, it is, but people go there.
People do. Well, you know what, dude? I say that acting like a pretentious coffee drinker, but me and we did a road trip from here to Toronto. We actually drove to Toronto. Yeah, that's how we do it, man. We just can't afford airplane tickets anymore. You know how it is. Oil money. I gotta support this podcast somehow. and actually, we probably spent more money on gas and like hotels and other stuff like that. And but it was fun. I really enjoyed road tripping. It's a time where I can actually spend time with my wife and my kid, and I'm not on my phone. Mm-hmm. And it's a time that I can, because usually I'm always just attached to my phone, or everybody is, right?
Yeah.
It's a time we can just sit down and talk. Be with each other. Kind of like, yeah, I really, you know, I genuinely enjoy the company of my wife and kind of just being with them. It's fun. Sure.
Big time.
Yeah. What was I saying? I totally forgot.
I was going to backtrack to what you were talking about, stopping and smelling the roses, right? But like,
that's, I think maybe
that,
what I should do.
That takes different shapes though. Like we were just ran down to get coffee and you just opened up the throttle in that car. And I could tell like you were like fully enjoying the moment.
I was.
So it just looks different for different people, I think.
You know what? That's really, really true. I never really thought about that. Is that you can smell the roses in just small little bursts. Mm. That's really, really, Donnie.
Take that home with you.
Oh my God. You philosophical son of a gun.
That one was free, folks.
Oh man. Next one will cost you.
That's right.
Next one will cost you. Looking's for free. Touching will cost you. No, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. I really want to say that I've got this figured out, or anybody would say that they got this figured out. I don't think anybody's really got this thing figured out, man. This thing that we call life, I think it's a constant struggle to figure out what are we going to do next and where are we going to go. And I think as long as we understand that there is a struggle and that there's beauty in that, I think we can just focus on kind of going forward, because everybody's in so many different positions.
Yeah.
But I got to ask about Whiskey Rivoni.
Okay.
I'm going to keep on going back to it, because hugs and kisses. I literally just keep on, every time I see your face, I just think of you, just hugs and kisses. But what's the future of Whiskey Rivoni?
It's
is it up in the air?
It is up in the air a little bit. You did say that I have to keep doing it no matter what.
If you don't, I told you what I'm going to do to myself.
I want to at least start bringing in guests and stuff just to kind of shake it up a little bit.
Who's going to be your first guest?
I mean, hopefully you.
Well, hopefully me, but outside of me, who's going to be your first guy? Because I want to know, because I knew you were going to say me, because you have to, because I'm standing right here. Because yeah, if it was JP, you would say, yeah, JP.
Yeah. I almost did one with Steph a couple of days ago, just like kind of a different format, but still under the.
I feel like you guys would be, because you guys are such a fun couple, right? Yeah. I think you guys would do a really, really good job at it. But she posted something on her, what is it, her Instagram?
She's mocking me.
Oh, yeah, it was the funniest thing. I honestly, it Whiskey was so funny. Yeah, Whiskey or Won't She? But she crossed her eyes and kind of made your face. And I was just like, man, that's literally how dumb Donnie's face is. And I was like, man, she really, really nailed it.
She's been around me a long time. She knows how to capture my likeness.
She got it. She got it. All she's got to do is dye her hair red now and get rid of her soul. And she's you.
There you go.
And no, I mean, I think you guys should do it. I think you guys would be really, really good. You guys have like, what is it, joint Instagram accounts? And I was like,
oh, we have one. Yeah.
How many social media accounts do you guys have? Do you guys have anything better to do than to post on social media?
I haven't been as active on that one as I should be, but yeah, it's called Mom and Dad Do Sales. It's when last year when we both got, well, I got into a sales role finally, and she had already been in one. We decided to start making stupid stuff and going.
I like it. I like it. It's very cute.
Yeah, man. But as for the future of Whiskey Rivoni, it's not clearly defined,
okay,
but there is more kind of content coming from that angle. I can't get too much into it just yet.
Okay, that's fair. We won't get too much into it. But
lots more hugs, lots more kisses coming.
Oh, man. I cannot wait for hugs and kisses. I cannot wait for hugs and kisses. But okay, so I want to know. So that's on a professional level. I want to know, where does the future hold? Because like you said, right, there is a future, right, that you, I think, can seriously tap into.
Yeah.
What do you think that is? Is it kind of oil and gas? Is it maybe becoming a social media influencer?
It's hard to tell. That sounds sleazy for some reason, but I think that there's a couple different avenues I'll be really open to exploring, but like real estate and getting paid to be myself would be pretty cool. So that's what I'm going to call an influencer. Getting paid to be myself would be cool.
I think you would be a good influencer.
Yeah.
Because you just seem like one of those. So I started just recently watching like YouTubers, like my sister-in-law was like showing me a few of these YouTubers. Well, I've never heard of these people, but they're big time YouTubers, man. Like apparently these guys get paid.
And oh yeah.
I was like, this is the stupidest content I've ever seen, but some of it's really cool.
Yeah.
Some of it's like actually really interesting. Like I've went to like watch a few of their videos afterwards and like, but I'm very like ashamed to talk about it. Like I'm like, so there's one guy, David Dobdick, or
no, I can't be it.
I don't know. He's famous. He's okay. Famous. But we're canceling him.
Oh,
we're canceling him. I don't know why.
Because of the dick thing?
No, I don't. I don't know. I think that's his name. I actually think that's his name. I don't think it's no. It's Dobstick. David Dobstick.
I'm not gonna fact check this later, okay. So we can just.
All right. So let's call it David Dobdick. I prefer that. So this guy, he got canceled for something. He's just he's a big meanie. Oh. But apparently, like, he was just, like, on social media being, like, a super, like, hey, I'm nice and I love everybody. But he was mean. Big mean.
He's a liar, too.
He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a thief of my joy. Because I saw his video and I was like, this guy's so cool. He's so sweet. Yeah. And everybody's like, no.
Right.
He's the biggest meanie in the world. And we don't like meanies around here.
No.
We don't like meanies.
Canceled.
Yeah, canceled. So could you see yourself becoming a YouTuber? I could. So actually, my a few of my friends have just joked with me, being like, I would be a great YouTuber. And I actually think, I don't know, I would clickbait the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Because I've been clickbaited a few times and I'm just like, this guy said he's going to do this in this video and it never happened.
Right.
And it's the stupidest stuff. It's just like, I saw this one where these two brothers were just like, we gave a car away to our father who does not love us anymore. asterisk, emotional. And I'm just like, man, I'm like, okay,
let's see this.
And their dad is pretty much like, we love you, son. So I'm like, okay, first of all, your dad likes you. And second of all, they didn't give a car away to their dad. And I'm just like, all right, liars.
Yeah.
Liars. Thieves of my joy. Yeah. Well, I never subscribed to begin with. I haven't subscribed to anything on YouTube, I think.
It would be really cool if you subscribed to my channel.
I'll subscribe to it right now. I don't even think I have one, but I'll subscribe right now. I'm not.
Number 29, folks, coming right in.
Oh, okay. So I was actually joking. Okay, what's it called?
You really don't have to.
No, I'm going
this
to.
This is terrible radio.
Whiskey or won't he?
That's it.
It came up, so people have seen it. Whiskey or won't he? Subscribe.
I'm telling you, I have 28 subscribers. Now 29.
Continue. I got to sign in.
Okay. We really don't have to do
this. Okay, I'm going to do it. I promise I'm going to subscribe, okay? You're going to see another subscriber there.
Oh, man. But yeah, on the YouTube thing, it is super weird. I don't want to have to put in that much time into it. At least I can't imagine it right now. But like, we were at my brother-in-law's house and his son was watching somebody. Mm. And they were like, we just found out this guy actually lives in Porter, which is, you know, greater Houston area.
Was this the little Ryan?
I don't know.
The kid, was he playing with toys?
No. Oh, this guy's on video games.
He's a video game
streamer.
So I do watch some of those guys.
Really?
So I don't know if I told you this.
They make tons of money.
Holy shit.
So I texted my buddy who is a YouTuber. He has like 36,000 viewers or subscribers.
What's his name?
His name on YouTube is Lair Gaming. LAIR. Check him out.
Unsubscribe. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Lair Gaming.
Anyway, so he was like, hey, I just Googled that guy and his YouTube pages are worth like $10 million a piece or something crazy like that because of selling ads and all that stuff.
Okay. First of all, I want to know more about this Lair Gaming guy.
Okay.
Do you know what games he plays?
As far as I can tell, like every game. He has like a room in his house that's just literally just like retro games, new games, everything.
Dude,
his name is Hunter Hessman, for the record. I worked with him for like 10 years.
HH. All right, H squared. Okay, so me and my cousins, we got into it during the pandemic. And we used to be big gamers when we were kids, right? Because we would, that was our thing. Like, we loved playing video games because we were just good Muslim boys, right? We didn't do anything bad.
Was it like N64 or we're talking before that?
No, we started N64, PS2,
okay.
But we've just kind of gone up now. And now like our thing is like we play Call of Duty Warzone.
Okay.
And I'm addicted to it. Like I'm actually like, it's a legitimate addiction. Like let me give you an example. For my birthday, my wife, what she did for me was like, she's like, I've talked to everybody else's wives or girlfriends or whoever they are. I'm like, I've talked to everybody. You guys have a free day where all you have to do is just play Call of Duty all day. And I kid you not, Donnie, it was the best birthday present I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah.
And we sat there and we started at 11 a.m. and we finished at like 11 p.m. and we just played all day.
Jeez.
And we were the biggest stupid little nerds in the world. Like, and even my family was like, oh, Yusuf, it's your birthday. Like, what do you want to do? Like, what kind of cake do you want? This and that. And I'm just like, leave me alone. I'm having my birthday right now. And that was literally the best birthday gift in the world. And we've talked about it because we are actually, not to brag or anything, I'm coming for the throne. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
We are actually, so we're
is it
actually
like a team
good.
Thing?
Yeah. So it's a team thing. Okay. So we go in together and we're actually pretty good. Right. You know, we're entertaining. That's another thing too. So that was, they started doing the streaming and then everybody would be like, who's this guy yelling in the background? And it would be me. Right. And there's like, you get so many different walks of life on that. Yeah. So they have this thing called hot mics. I'm going to keep on talking about this. So just shut up and listen.
Okay.
I can tell you're getting uncomfortable because you're not a nerd like
bored.
Me. Yeah. Well, get used to it. Okay. All right. Whiskey or Wony. This is how I feel every time I watch your stupid show. They have this thing called hot mics, right? So after you kill somebody, it's a war game. You're shooting people and you're killing people. It's a video game, not real life, everybody.
Yeah.
And so after you shoot them and you kill them, for about like 2 to 3 seconds, it like their mic goes hot so you can hear what they're saying. And usually,
because they're pissed off.
Yeah. And usually they're cussing you out or they're just like, oh, I hope you poop your pants or something like that. Or, you know, they say some funny stuff sometimes, right? And sometimes they say some pretty derogatory things.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. But the funniest people are if you play at night, you get Hispanic gamers.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if they're from Spain. I don't know if they're from Mexico.
Right.
I don't know where they're from, but they're always there. Oh, my God. Look who's calling me. Chuck Yates. Chuck Yates is calling me right now. All right. Let's pick this up. Hey, Chuck, I'm actually actively podcasting. You're on the podcast right now.
And that's actually why I'm calling. Don't make that dude sit through like a buzzkill with you as a host. I'm ready to sub in right now.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Donnie, what we doing, man?
Well, you're next, buddy.
All that stuff.
Jesus Christ. Chuck, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
We were just complimenting you, Chuck.
I've only begun you, so. Hey, Donnie, how ugly are his shoes right now?
Let me see him.
There it is.
Oh, come on. They're awesome. They're like boots.
Yeah, screw you, Chuck.
Chuck, take it easy.
Boots? Yeah, last time I saw you, you were wearing slippers, okay?
Probably fur-lined slippers, but yeah. So what are y'all talking about on there?
We're actually disparaging you right now.
Ah, bring it. That's awesome. That's good stuff. You can't do anything that Twitter hadn't done to me for the last 72 hours.
Wait, are you getting canceled right now?
Yeah, he's been going through it over there.
Oh, dude, I was like totally eviscerated over the last.
Why? What'd you do?
He interviewed somebody that wrote a book.
I suggested a book for book club, and man. You would have thought, I don't know, man.
What kind of book is like,
it? It was a guy that was like, he had been on a rig in the Bakken, right? That's who you're talking about?
Yeah, the folk singer.
Yeah. Yeah, but he testified in Congress about like how it was harsh conditions or something, and then everybody took that as like him bad-mouthing the industry.
God, it's Twitter, man. Those freaking Twitter people. You know what, Chuck? I'm coming in with you, man. Screw these Twitter nerds that are just like, well, they don't know anything about the industry. Man, it's just, I don't get it. I do not get why people are getting so upset about it. Chuck, for whatever it's worth.
And I'm so sorry I called and was mean to y'all early. I've just been really hurt. I actually called because I need a hug.
You should watch
Whiskey Warning. Well, good thing is, Chuck, Whiskey or Wony, we're just talking about that. Hugs and kisses, man.
Love you guys too.
All right.
Fun on the pod.
Talk to you later, Chuck.
Love you, Chuck.
See you.
Bye.
Wow, what timing? What actual timing? We were actually just talking about the guy and he just called me. Pretty crazy, pretty crazy. What were we talking about before we just got rudely interrupted by Chuck?
You're streaming the 5 second.
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank God. Okay, so thank God for reminding me so I can actually talk about that because I really care about that. Don't care about you.
More about yourself.
More about myself, please. This is why the show is called Oil Money. And the Mexican streamers they're speaking Spanish. I don't want to call them Mexican. Don't cancel me.
And wait, is there something wrong with Mexican now?
No, they just speak Spanish. Okay. And I don't want to say that they're Mexicans. They're just speaking Spanish. And they might be Portuguese or some shit like that. But this is actual Spanish. I know how Portuguese sounds. And they just say the meanest stuff in Spanish. So I'm just going to say it because like they call me like a puta. And I know that's not
you know anything that
like. Yeah. And maricón, that's another one. All my Spanish speaking listeners, I think that means something bad too. But a lot of the time they'll just yell like amigo. Like they'll get really close to the mic, like, and I almost want, and they'll be like, amigo, amigo. Like,
that's it?
Yeah. And it's the funniest thing in the world to me. And it's really, really funny. But yeah, so I'm really, really, it's kind of my like only hobby. I think now that like 30 years old, I don't know, maybe it's like, I feel like a real adult now. Like my only real hobby is like, there's this meme going around where the girlfriend shuts off the PlayStation for her boyfriend.
Yeah, I've seen
it. And he just throws it down and she's just like, this is all you do. And she's just like, and he's just like, what do you mean? He's like, this is all I have. Literally, that's been shared between us friends probably like about 5,000 times now because we're just like, and it's always like, damn, this one hits home. Damn, feeling this one.
This
damn,
is the same
can't
thing.
Believe this. Yeah, it's literally how we feel, man, because I'm pretty sure like, you know, our wives are, or, our significant others are very, they're very accommodating to our, but at a certain point, they're just like, listen, enough stop enough. Playing video games,
right.
You know, come spend time with your family like a normal human.
Right.
And yeah, so what I want to do is I want to actually start streaming and get famous off of that. So I can say, hey, baby, I'm actually making money right now.
There you go.
And so
can't be touched.
HH, I'm coming for you. How about this? 1v1 me. I watch him be really good because I've actually done this. I've talked so much shit in this guy and he was actually a pro. Man, he slaughtered me.
Really?
Yeah, he slaughtered me. And I'm good. I'm not bad. Like I'm not just saying like I'm objectively good. Like two of our guys, I would say are, they're probably ready to go pro.
Yeah.
Like they are that good.
That's nuts.
Yeah. They're that good. But I'm kind of like actually the weakest link out of the group, probably. I'm just kind of there for the hugs and kisses.
Bring the personality.
I bring the personality. Yeah. I bring the personality. I have a bunch of 11-year-olds. They're actually pretty mean to me, man. They'll tell me like the 11-year-olds really come after you.
Yeah. They got nothing better to do.
They got nothing better. Screw those 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
Kick them in their ass. But yeah, okay. So we were talking about your YouTuber friend. Lair Man.
Lair Gaming. I don't remember how we got to that.
You know what? I'm going to look. Is he on Instagram?
Yeah. On Instagram.
Okay. Well, is his name Lair Gaming?
I think it is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go look him up right now. Lair Gaming. And I'm going to see if he's any good.
Lair, if you weren't already famous.
Oh, man. This podcast, I hate to say it, buddy.
It's Lair, Lair Gaming.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Lair, you don't have any of your.
Does he not have his YouTube link in the.
Link of the bio? Oh, maybe. It's lairgaming.com.
Wow. He has his own website.
Holy shit. It failed to load. Come on, buddy.
Re up that.
Yeah. Pay GoDaddy,
dude. Domain. Just go to YouTube. He's on there.
All right. He's on YouTube. I promise to look this guy up and I want to see if he's any good or not.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Because of the video game thing. That's the video game. He told me that one guy's page is worth like millions of
dollars. No, there are. It's unreal. I literally look at him. I'm going to show you this guy. This guy's name is, and he started FaZe Clan. And FaZe Clan? It's this big gaming thing. And I just want to ask you, because I ask everybody this, not gay, nothing against gays or anything like that. How handsome is this guy? Okay. And he's a professional video gamer.
Very comfortable talking about other men.
He's a professional video gamer. He makes millions playing video games.
Oh, and he's like a fitness guy or two, huh?
No, he's not a fitness guy. No? He's just good looking.
God, he's got like a 10 pack.
By the way, everybody, this is FaZe Temper. Shout out FaZe Temper. If you're listening to this, please DM me.
Oh, he's Brazilian. That's what
that's
like
probably
him.
What it is.
Yeah.
He's got that exotic
he's
thing
got
going
for him.
Yeah. Yes or no? Whiskey, whiskey or woni?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Good. All right. Good. That's all that matters. As long as he's getting a whiskey, but yeah, no, gaming is one of the, so what's your, I just divulged what I'm all about. Like that's my secret vice. It's not very secret. Like I don't keep it very secret.
It's
like,
not a very good vice either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a great vice if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, a lot of stuff happens in these video games.
I don't know if I have like my own version of that. I guess like the closest thing I have to that is just like working out. Like fitness.
You're a big fitness guy?
Yeah, I don't mean for that to sound as douchey as it sounded. And I don't look like it. That's
I literally, I'm up downing him right now. And I'm just like,
You go.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. I saw those. Okay, there. No, those are nice. Those are good.
I'm still a little bit soft.
I'm shaving the legs.
I go back and forth between being a little bit soft and like getting to the point where like I'm almost look like I'm fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stop doing that.
Can you flex? Can I get a flex? Oh, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's pretty good.
Appreciate it.
That's pretty. Well, I saw Stephanie deadlift like 185 or
195.
Something.
195. Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
smokes.
Yeah. Dude. I think her old max was like 205.
That is pretty damn good.
Yeah, she's a beast, dude.
That is pretty damn good. However, I'm going to shout out my missus. My missus has been deadlifting too. And that girl is, so she doesn't look like it. She's just like this like small little thing. And she's just like, she was deadlifting the other day. And I'm like, damn woman. It was pretty impressive.
Y'all have a gym at the house? Or y'all
we don't have a gym at the house. We go to Lifetime Fitness at Greenway Plaza, which is it's not the douchiest gym in the world.
Well, I've heard Lifetimes are great because they got the daycare and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do have the daycare. And so Bear goes there, but he's kind of a monster there now. People, they'll literally just be like, he'll know he's going in there. Here. Yeah, they're just like, you know, take him out. He blocked. Blocked. Take this kid out of here.
Chain him to the deadlift.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm pretty sure if it was up to him, he'd start deadlifting too. The kid's a little gargoyle. But yeah, no. So you are into fitness. Is there like one specific, do you just like working out or do you like working out because you want to look good or because you want to eat or do you just like working out because it's a stress reliever?
For sure, it's become that more in the last couple of years.
Okay.
I used to want to look good.
Okay. It's
a vanity thing.
Well, you're failing at it, so it's all good.
Right, like, right. Well, if you have a face like this, you kind of like have to put effort
that's
in
fair. Somewhere no, else. No, understood. Understood. Yeah. I, you know, unfortunately, we're not, or fortunately, actually, for the years, we're not on video. You don't have to see this.
Maybe in the future.
In the future, yeah. We're actually hoping to take oil money to video so you can see this ugly mug.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, fitness. So it all started. No, I really like doing jiu-jitsu way before I knew Colin or Jake, so I don't want to hear any bullshit about that.
Can you whoop their ass? Are you any good?
No. I mean, I can do all right, but they've been doing it a lot longer than I have.
So I literally was just texting Jake not to hijack this conversation. So I started, like, I went there before I was like, when I was like really big, when I was not like, not in shape at all. And Colin kind of got me to do it. And Colin was sweetest guy in the
world.
He's
a disciple right? for jiu-jitsu.
Dude, he's the poster. He's the CEO of jiu-jitsu for me, right? He's the CEO of jiu-jitsu for me. So he was the one who got me in there. He's really warm, really welcoming. Everybody at the Revolution Dojo was really sweet, really welcoming. Mm-hmm. I was just a spazzy white belt, obviously. I was just trying to use my weight and my size. But now it's like, I'm a really, really flexible dude, weirdly, oddly enough.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I was telling Jake, I was just like, you know, I'm going to come back in there. I'm going to mess you up. And because me and Jake started literally at the same day.
Oh, did you?
Started the same day and he just had his injury. So I'm like, you know what? I think we just got a text.
Chuck's texting.
Chuck has literally took my current shoes.
I'd have to do, because he
made just talked about shoes. His shoes. Pretty nice. Pretty nice. I like those.
I can't wear those.
Only Chuck can wear this shit, man. He's probably got a hoodie on. And
I love that he knows we're doing something.
Yeah, he's literally just messing. You can tell he's in his office right now doing nothing. Just let me screw with these guys. So you do you train anymore, like jiu-jitsu, or
so
not
I,
really?
I did it for like 6 months, and then work got in the way. And then I did it for like 3 more months, and then work got in the way. And then Steph wanted to try CrossFit, and I was like, well, I'll just go with you. And I actually really liked that for a couple of years.
My wife was talking about CrossFit.
Yeah.
And it just looks really I don't want to call it stupid. It just looks very culty stupid.
It does.
But it seems like the people who do it love it.
Yeah.
And then you see the CrossFit athletes and I'm just like, holy shit.
Well, it's one of those things, in my opinion, where like at its core, it's really good. But then like the people that get attached to it are the ones that ruin it and turn make it culty.
Okay. Everything. Yeah. Fair enough.
But as far as just like a fitness base level to build off of, it was awesome. But anyway.
So you still enjoy CrossFit?
I did. So that's the next step of that was that Seth got pregnant.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, well, instead of doing that, we will just invest in a home gym. So that's what we've done since my daughter was born.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, so we just work out in the garage.
Awesome.
And then like a month and a half ago, right before I got fired, I started going back to jiu-jitsu once a week. And then I haven't been back again since I got fired. So hopefully.
Demoralizing month.
Right. So hopefully once everything levels off a little bit, mm-hmm. I can start training because I just love it. Like the way I feel after I'm done training, it's like that's the stress relief right there.
Because that's
like,
because
it's your body,
the endorphins, man,
really does feel like you're fighting to survive. So it's like
you know what? That's one thing I learned about jiu-jitsu and I loved it. Right, is that cathartic experience where literally you are like you can't focus on anything else.
No, there's
like
nothing else. That
there's no like the only thing you can focus on. You can't think about work. You can't think about anything else. Like you literally are in a fight for your life. Right.
Yeah.
Obviously they're not going to hurt you if you're as long as you're just like, you know, in the gym, but you are literally against somebody who their one job in the world in that moment is to kill you.
Yep.
And vice versa.
And to not let you kill them.
And it's pretty fun. Right. Yeah. And I remember I got my, the first time I ever went in there, I went up against his black belt. He didn't have his belt on. He was no-gi, right? And he just like kind of rolled his eyes and he wasn't rude or anything, right? But he was just like, yeah, man. He's like, don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. You could tell. And I was just like, I'm going to throw this guy around.
Right.
And
not even a chance.
And I literally took his back and then he literally was like, all right, start like this. And he put me, I started on, like I had his back and I had him choked. And he's like, all right, let's start here now. And I was like, all right, like this poor bastard doesn't even know. Oh, like he must be a white belt like me.
Right.
And then literally like he just like goes deeper into the choke. And I'm just like, what is this guy doing? Then all of a sudden pretty much flips me around. And he just like, he's like, okay. He's like, that's what you did wrong. That's what you did wrong. And that's when I realized, I think I was like, oh man, I'm like, it really is about, it's not about like size. It's like, it's all about momentum and, sure. and
was he a little guy?
Very little.
Okay. So what's crazy?
Like 5'4".
Oh, wow. So what's nuts is how much they can ragdoll you. But then if you actually do a high level guy that is big.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just miserable. It's
unfair. There was one guy that I remember that he was a high level. He was a purple belt and he was about 250 and he wasn't even trying on me.
Wait, was his name David?
Oh,
okay.
Which David?
There's a guy named David. I think I can't remember his last name right now,
no.
But he used to train at Revolution and he was up at the one that I was going to.
Okay. Do you go to Revolution?
No, no, no. That's too, I live in way farther north. So that would be just stupid to
drive. Nothing stupid about jiu-jitsu. No.
But this one was in my town and, but he knows Colin and Jake and Julie and all them, but he was 250 and just, I think a purple or brown.
That's
and
just unfair, man.
It was
just,
unreal.
They're just, they're unfair. So Brian Cushing lives in our neighborhood and it's, you see him walking by every once in a while and he'll have like his, jiu-jitsu outfit, like his no-gi outfit on. My God, dude, that guy's huge. That guy's so big. And it's like, you go against a guy like that. It's like, yeah, what are you supposed to deal with? Like this guy is like, and like his entire life, he was like used to tackle. He's a Texans player.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So he's just like, that's unfair, right? So it's like a part of me is like, I'm a big boy. I feel like I could, if I got good at it, I'd be pretty dangerous. But I just never really like, and then I got really into cycling, but no, I really like cycling now.
Yeah. That's probably similar though. I mean, you can't really, your mind's not probably wandering too much when you're cycling.
It does though. Oh, it does because like, you know, you can just like kind of like pedal for a few minutes and not realize it. Like kind of like when you're driving and you just don't realize where you're going.
Got it.
Kind of one of those, like jiu-jitsu, it's like, that's all you have in that moment. That's all you have. Like you have 2 minutes of nothing else.
Yeah.
And it's a very tough 2 minutes generally. Yeah, right?
For sure.
But okay. So I didn't mean to hijack. So fitness is kind of your thing then.
It was fishing for a little bit.
I've never been fishing.
I really enjoyed it.
I've always wanted to go.
But it did nothing for the, kind of like what we were just talking about, like where your mind can't be occupied.
Yeah.
Because like I would just be casting and then I'd realize I'm not even enjoying this anymore. I'm just like thinking about what I need to do when I get back to the office or back home or whatever. So it just kind of killed it for me.
Oh, that's.
But there is something, there's some kind of thing about fishing that's very cathartic.
I want to do fishing. I've never done it.
Never.
I've never gone fishing. I did it once when I was like a young lass. And, I remember thinking it was really fun at that time, but I got really into hunting and I want to start hunting again. I haven't hunted in like a few years now. I was hunting like pretty much like once a month at a certain point. Yeah. Killing hogs or, you know, just deer, during deer season, obviously game warden. I'm not poaching. I promise I'm not poaching.
Yeah,
so I just got into hunting and other stuff like that. But man, I want to go fishing. Let's go fishing.
Let's do it.
Do you know how to fish?
Yeah.
So we can just go fishing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to get licenses.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get a license? Academy?
Academy. Yeah, Walmart.
Okay. All right.
Let's do Academy though. I don't really want to go to Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart kind of scares me now. Walmart kind of scares me. I would think I'm a pretty good fighter and I feel like it's just one of those things like you have to like know how to fight if you're going to Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to get to it. I don't want to seem like a classist or anything.
No. I'll absolutely be a classist. I'm Tarjay for life.
I'm not worried about fighting at Walmart. I'm just worried about like what I'm going to catch. You know what I mean?
Damn. Okay. All right, Donnie, coming for the jugular of Walmart.
Right.
No, I'm a Target guy. I admit what I am. All right. I'm a Tarjay guy. And there's only certain Tarjays I go to as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm that kind level. Of guy. Yeah, I'm that kind of guy. I am what I am, all right? Love me or hate me.
Love you.
Thanks, man. Hugs and kisses.
That's right.
Hugs and kisses. All right, man. Well, we should probably wrap this thing up. We've been talking for a good amount of time. You know what, Donnie? I'm very, very excited to have you on again to talk about this. And hopefully there's a future where, you know, we can do more oil money stuff together.
Sure.
I'm hoping for it. And then, you know what? I will... I'll sign off with that. Is there anything else you want to say?
I was going to let you.
No, go ahead.
Do it.
No, do it.
Hugs and kisses, everybody.
Thanks, Donnie.